The Right Gear, Episode 16. Evernote for Writers, Number 3. Organizing Your Evernote. Hello, and welcome to The Right Gear on Hologram Radio, a podcast for writers that's all about the digital and analog tools we use to write, from computers and apps to pens and journals. We explore them all. I'm your host, Kay Tempest Bradford, science fiction and fantasy author, freelance technology journalist, media critic, and lover of gel pens. This is a third in our series on Evernote. Last episode, I talked about writing in Evernote with authors M.K. Hobson and Ode Konan. This episode, we're going to talk about organizing your Evernote. So the thing most writers talk about using Evernote for is collecting research, be it web information or data from books and journals. But having all your research in one place won't help much if you can't find the specific information you're looking for because your Evernote is a tangled mess. That's why I'm tackling organization first. I'll break down the ways Evernote gives you to organize, as well as some strategies for how I and others have made it work for us. You'll be hearing from Ode Konan later in this episode as well. So get a pen and paper, or open the app, and get ready to take notes. Getting Evernote organized can feel overwhelming, so I'm going to start with the basics and build up to more advanced tips and suggestions. So in Evernote, you have notes, notebooks, and tags. Notes are where the content goes, right? And a note can be many things: text, images, digital handwriting, audio, even a reminder. One note can involve multiple types of media. It can be a mix of text and images, or audio with images, pictures taken on your phone, digital handwriting. And any note can also be a reminder. So notes are very flexible. Notes go inside of notebooks. And a notebook can have unlimited notes, as far as I'm aware. You can make hundreds of notebooks and make them as broad or as narrow as you want. You can also add tags to your notes to help with organization, and tags can be one word or multiple words, upper or lowercase, and you can add multiple tags to one note. All right, so those are the basics. And within this framework, you have a lot of flexibility and a few advanced tools for organizing. For instance, if you want to group multiple notebooks together, you can do that by creating a notebook stack. By having multiple notebooks in a stack, you ensure that they stay together without having to put a bunch of notes all in one notebook. In my Evernote account, I keep track of my research for a book I'm writing set in ancient Egypt. Now, the time period of ancient Egypt encompasses thousands of years, and I quickly found that just having a single Egypt folder wasn't as useful to me. So I have a notebook stack. Inside it, there are notebooks for general ancient Egypt research, another one for the specific 20-year span in which my book takes place, another for the dynasty leading up to that 20-year span, and another for information about Egypt's neighbors around that time. Keeping each of these notebooks separate helps me find what I need, but keeping them grouped under a notebook stack means that I don't have to go find the stuff all over my Evernote tree, and it keeps my tree looking neater. Each note can only reside in one notebook, which some people find annoying because they may have a note that they feel belongs under multiple headers. So that's what tagging is for. As I said, you can add multiple tags to a note and use a tag as often as you like. Going back to my system, I keep general Egypt research in one place and specific dynasty research in another, but I might tag notes in either one of those notebooks as Egyptian religion or Egyptian food. When I click on or search for those tags, notes from multiple notebooks will show up. Now, tags can get messy quickly, especially because there are a few limitations to them. They can be one word, they can be multiple words, you can have spaces in between the words, etc. Where many people get into trouble is that they sometimes use a singular word, like project, and then later on they use a plural word, like projects, and then they forget which one they use for which note. Or they just have too many tags with too many words and they can't remember them anyway. This is also somewhat true for notebooks. It can be tempting to make a notebook for each and every topic, and then you have a ton of them, sometimes with just one or two notes, and you still can't easily scan and find the notes that you want. The first thing to know is this: there's no one right way to organize Evernote. It's flexible, so you should find a way that suits you best and not try to fit someone else's way of doing things into your workflow if it doesn't suit you. So let's explore some ways to use the notebooks and tags to their best advantage. Last week, I introduced you to Aude Conan, a bilingual French writer who writes novels and plays in addition to being a journalist. Many different types of writing means many different categories of note.
Well, I've got something like 15 tags, 10 notebooks. So I've got my notebooks classified. So I've got the freelancing notebook for all my journalist work. I've got my novels notebook with each notebook for each novel that I'm researching on and writing on. And I've also got my plays notebook. And then I've got the notebooks for each one of my plays that I'm researching on at the moment. And the same with my scripts notebook, with the material needed for the scripts that I'm researching on that I'm going to write on.
One notebook per project and just 15 tags isn't too overwhelming, though with this system, she has to utilize the search function a good deal.
One of the most useful thing, because I use Evernote to scan as well, to scan my documents and the notes, the written notes that I've got. And there's that's useful because with the research function, when I can properly scan my written notes, I'm able to research into the document that I've scanned. But I use the research function. It's not always effective, so I'm really like using my tags all the time. But the thing is, I've got so many notes that it's getting kind of harder and harder. I think there's room for improvement for the research function.
Evernote search is very powerful in that it not only looks for typed text in notes, but will scan handwritten text, as we mentioned before, as well as documents and PDFs. This is really great if you remember words or phrases in the notes you're looking for, or if you remember how you tag the note. If you're not into hyper-compartmentalization, starting out with notebooks that represent broad topics may work best for you. One per novel, or one notebook for all your freelancing notes, or one for all your writing journal scans. This is what author Jamie Todd Rubin suggests. He wrote a detailed post on how he went from having 45 notebooks down to less than 10, and the link to that is in the show notes. Those who prefer a more drilled down structure can create more notebooks and then use notebook stacks to keep them organized. Though you can't tag notebooks with Evernote tags, you can use a naming taxonomy to tag them. For instance, most of my notebook names are prefaced with a word that groups similar notebooks together. Each novel notebook has the word writing and then a colon, so it's like writing, King Henry VIII, writing, Egypt Beetle. Some notebooks start with personal, others business. And since notebooks are listed in my app in alphabetical order, that adds another level of organization on top of the notebook stacks. One of the drawbacks to notebooks is that you can only create a single level hierarchy when you create a stack. You can't put a stack inside of a stack, say. And some folks need multiple levels of nesting. So for that, it's tags to the rescue. In his blog series, Evernote for Busy Leaders, power user Michael Hyatt talks about how he uses tags and tag collections to create the structure he needs to keep track of his thousands of notes. Tag collections are like notebook stacks, except you can nest collections as deep as you want. Two levels, three or four, just don't go too wild with it. A tag doesn't have to have any note associated with it to be at the top level of a tag collection. In Hyatt's setup, none of the top level tags are actually used, they're just there to help with the organizing. Hyatt prefers using tags as the primary organization engine because a note can have multiple tags, but one note can't be in multiple notebooks, and that doesn't match the way his brain works. There's a link to his post in the show notes. Just a word of caution. Don't think that you have to be as detailed as he is with creating tags and tag structure if that's not how your brain works. In fact, Jamie Todd Rubin is a big proponent of coming up with a tag taxonomy that works with how you think. That makes it easier to remember your tags and keeps them from proliferating in unhelpful ways. One of his rules is that tags should always be singular, project instead of projects, so he won't have to remember if he used the singular or plural each time he went to add the tag. He also went with keeping all tags lowercase, which is in part about look and feel and in part about not accidentally creating extra tags. So Evernote's system, while flexible, is also potentially overwhelming. And with all the stuff that I just talked to you about, there are tons of other ways that you can organize your notes or come up with hacks to help you organize your notes. Whatever way you choose, whatever way works for you, I suggest taking 15 minutes to sit down and decide how you're going to structure your Evernote, whether you're starting with a new account or tackling an existing one. Are you going to go for minimal notebooks and or minimal tags, creating stacks or collections? What's your taxonomy going to be? Hashing this out once and implementing it is going to make going forward with Evernote a lot easier. And you can always change how you do it as you go along and discover what works best for you. One suggestion. You can create tags and notebooks on any of the Evernote apps or portals, but I suggest using the desktop or browser versions when you set this up because it makes creating notebook stacks and tag collections or moving things in and out of them a lot easier. Now that we've tackled organizing, the next episode I'm going to talk about using Evernote for research and all the tools the app puts at your fingertips for that. I'll also compare keeping research and web pages in Evernote versus keeping them in Scrivener and how you can make the two programs work better together. If you don't want to miss out on that or any of our other episodes, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. You can do so in iTunes, Google Play Music, or with your favorite podcatcher via our RSS feed. Just go to www.therightgear.com to grab the links. If you go there, or you check the show notes, you'll see a link to the podcast supporter, penchalet.com. That's PENCHALET.com. If you go to that website and click the radio/podcast button at the top and enter the special code WRITEGEAR, that's WRITEGEAR, you can get 10% off your order of fountain pens or ink. And I will note that they do have the Noodler's ink called Black Swan in Australian Roses, which is as gorgeous as the name implies. This 10% off deal is available to WRITEGEAR listeners until June the 7th. And while we're on the subject of support, I'd like to give a shout out to my Patreon supporters. You all rock, and I appreciate your patronage more than you know. This podcast continues to happen because of you. And if you would like to join the elite forces of my Patreon backers, you can find me there at patreon.com/ktempestbradford. And that's it for this episode. I'm Kay Tempest Bradford, and I challenge you to tweet screenshots of your well-organized Evernote notebooks and tags using the hashtag Evernote for Writers. The WRITEGEAR podcast on Hologram Radio is written and edited by yours truly and produced by head hologram Alex Knight. Our logo was created by Cosper Ashley Emma and made colorful by hologram Michael Norton. Our theme music, Kill Your Darlings, was composed by Steve Combs.